Today's scripture reading comes from Ruth chapter 1, verses 11 through 13, and then Ruth chapter 4, verses 14 through 15. Listen now to the word of God. But Naomi said, "Return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons who could become your husbands? Return home, my daughters. I am too old to have another husband. Even if I thought there was still hope for me, even if I had a husband tonight and then gave birth to sons, would you wait until they grew up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters, it is more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has turned against me." And I'll be reading from Ruth chapter 4. The women said to Naomi, "Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a guardian redeemer. May he become famous throughout Israel. He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you and who is better to you than seven sons, has given him birth." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now pray before we go into today's message. The Lord does new things. Let's pray. God, as we look into your word, as we reflect on a story that we may have heard many times, as we spend time meditating on the book of Ruth, Lord, would you speak to us a message that is personal? Would you speak to us a message that is relevant in our lives? Lord, would you help our hearts to connect the story that is written with what is going on in our own lives, in our own contexts? Lord, we need your word, for it is where there is solid ground. Everything else fades away. The things of this world, they're shaky. But Lord, your word is firm. Your word is solid. And so, Lord, we look to your word for guidance. And Lord, we pray that you would help us to open up our hearts so that we not only hear the word with our ears, but Lord, that we can retain it inside of our hearts. And not only retain it, but also allow it to transform us from the inside out so that we change the way that we view things, we change the way that we live our lives. Lord, we pray that you would help us through the power of the Holy Spirit to listen with spiritual ears and to be like clay in your hands as you mold us and shape us. We thank you, God, and all this in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. The reason that I've been kind of stuck, I think this mic is really loud, that we've been stuck in Ruth in a lot of my preaching and a lot of the things that I've been thinking about is because the youth group is doing the book of Ruth right now, and we are doing Bible study on it. So I spend a lot of time reading Ruth. I've been doing a lot of, it feels nice to kind of like do some exegesis in the way that I used to do in seminary, and to just look at the verses and really sit and meditate with them. And I've had a really, really good time. It's been such a blessing in my life to just look back on the book of Ruth, to go through some old class notes, to think about some of the processes that I learned while studying that book. And it's kind of, in some ways, it's like revitalized my Bible reading. And for me, it's been a real blessing to me just to start off the new year really meditating on the book of Ruth. And I told myself from the beginning, I was like, I'm not going to just keep preaching from the book of Ruth. Even if I love the book of Ruth, even if I do like to preach from the book of Ruth, I'm not going to subject the English ministry to only sermons about the book of Ruth. But for some reason, you know, it sticks in my mind, it sticks in my heart, and all the things and the themes that I've been thinking of for our English ministry, for our church in the upcoming year, you know, it really tied into some of the stories and some of the things and the themes that I find in the book of Ruth. So on Friday night, I led the adult prayer meeting, and I also preached from the book of Ruth in very similar verses. I preached in the youth group service last week from the book of Ruth. I'm also preaching today from the book of Ruth in the youth service, all different messages. So from the book of Ruth, from the first few chapters, I've written like six sermons already, and I'm excited to preach them. I'm excited to share them with you. But today, I wanted to discuss the idea of the Lord doing new things. You know, newness is not just from our effort. It's not from just a decision that we make. It's not just something that we say, I want to be a different person today. It doesn't work that way. We have our natures. We have things that we're accustomed to. We have our habits. And sometimes we settle into those things. So it takes tremendous effort to be able to sustain any sort of change that is really lasting. In some ways, it's so hard. It's so difficult. Last time we shared about resolutions and being able to, you know, put effort into becoming a new person. But no, it's really about what the Lord is doing. If you want change to occur, then you really have to be on board with what the Lord is doing. But the good thing about our God is He's always doing new things. He's always working in new ways. He's always surprising people. He's always doing things in ways that no one would have expected. And so in today's story, we're going to evaluate some of the attitudes, some of the thoughts, some of the things that Naomi came with, some of the baggage that she has. Naomi represents the old generation. She represents the person that's stuck inside of a certain way of thinking, a certain culture, a certain system. She has her views on what certain things mean, and she places values on those things. And so that's where we get this first verse. We get the first part of our scripture reading where Naomi is talking to her daughters-in-law. So the situation, if you aren't familiar with the book of Ruth, is that Naomi leaves Israel during a famine. They go to Moab. And in those years, in that time, they spend about 10 years in Moab, but in that time, she loses her husband. Her husband passes away. Not only does she lose her husband, but she loses her two sons. And in the Israelite society, that means everything. That's status. You need those men in the family to have any kind of legal rights. You know, to have any kind of standing in society, you need those men. And so Naomi loses the things that are seemingly most precious to her. And when she's thinking about her life, then she's thinking, okay, you know, the Lord has delivered his people in Israel, so she wants to go back. She's thinking that she's going to go back to Israel. But thinking about the daughters-in-law that she has kind of acquired, she looks back into the cultural system that she lives in. She thinks about the system that's in place. She thinks about the culture that she comes from. And she thinks to herself, this is going to be really difficult for us to make it. There's no hope for the three of us together. And in these words, you know, there's a lot of love in the words. There's a lot of care. She's thinking about her daughters-in-law. But there's also a lot of hopelessness, because she knows how things go. She knows how things work. She knows what's going to happen when she goes back. Naomi is a very smart person. She's a person who grew up in that culture. She has experience. So she thinks she knows how everything is going to play out based on her circumstance, based on who she is, based on the town, based on the culture, based on the society. And so when she thinks back and she goes, okay, I'm making a decision to go back to Israel. She looks at her daughters-in-law and she thinks, but this is going to be really hard for you guys to come back with me. And there's no reason for you to come back with me. In the way things go, as I see it, as I know things to be, there's no hope here. And so her words have a lot of hopelessness. She goes, why would you come with me? What could I possibly offer you? Why would you stay with me? And she said, you know, even if I thought I had hope for myself, even if I thought there was hope for my life, would you be willing to work through that? Would you be able to live through that? Why would I subject you to that? And so she says, it's better for you guys to go back to your homes, go back to your gods, go back to your families. And Naomi, she represents to me that person that's stuck, only seeing the way things have gone. Only seeing the way things were made, and trapped, almost imprisoned by the old systems, the old way things function. But that's not the way that the Lord works. The Lord doesn't just stay stuck in systems. He doesn't just stay stuck in cultural norms. The Lord moves in new ways. The Lord does unexpected things. There are new things that are going to happen. And so in the book of Ruth, as you kind of go through the story, what you realize is Naomi can't break out of her old way of thinking. And it's kind of what I preached about on Friday night. But she returns to her village with Ruth by her side, the devoted daughter-in-law who refuses to leave her side, who says, I'm going to stay with you. Neither life nor death will separate us. You know, she says, you know, she dedicates her life to Naomi. But even with the dedication of this young woman, Naomi cannot see any hope in Ruth. He doesn't see her as a viable way to help her through her problems. And so she says, you know, I went away full. I had a bunch of men in my family. I had so much hope. I had hope for a future because I had two sons. My line was going to continue. I had status. I had security. But now I come back empty-handed. Now I come back empty. Now I come back with nothing. Ruth was nothing in Naomi's eyes. Because Naomi couldn't fathom, she couldn't see that new things could happen, that things could happen through new avenues, that things could happen through new people, that God could work in new ways. I think the story of Ruth, if you read it just on a surface level, and if you take away good moral lessons from it, I think in some ways, you get left with only a part of the story. Then one of the things that I try to teach the youth group students is the book of Ruth can't just be about someone doing good things, can't just be about someone just making right choices. You know, the book of Ruth is not just to glorify Ruth. You know, the Bible was not written so that Ruth would become a famous person. And so in all the stories, in all the lessons that we try to learn and glean from the Bible, the question that we ask ourselves is, what is the Lord doing? What is God doing? How is God working in this story? Who is God working through? What is he doing through Ruth? And Ruth represents this person that has nothing. And as I shared on Friday evening, she had everything wrong with her. In terms of the Israelite society, everything was wrong. She was young. They prefer old people. She was a woman. Men had all the status and all the power. And of course, they wanted people to be Israelites. They wanted people to be insiders, not a Moabite, not an outsider. And yet the Lord worked through Ruth. Naomi couldn't see it. She was stuck in her old ways. But the Lord does new things through new people. He does things that are sometimes shocking to us. The suggestion that I have here is sometimes we contain God in a box. Sometimes we stick God inside of areas because we've seen what he's done in the past. We've seen the way that he's worked in history. We've seen certain things that he's done in the church. And we find comfort in consistency. We find comfort in the fact that maybe things don't change. But the problem is sometimes God starts moving in different ways, but we can't see it. We won't walk with it. We don't allow ourselves to be changed or moved by it. We're almost blind to it. It's exactly the way that Naomi was when she returned to her village with Ruth by her side. Instead of seeing her as a viable person, instead of thinking about the ways in which they could kind of come to some kind of deliverance together, she only sees problems. She only sees someone that doesn't have anything. She can't see that God would work through her. She can't see that God would work in new ways. It's time for us as a people, as a church, to also broaden our perspectives, to open up our eyes, to see the people around us and know that God can work through them. That was what I preached about on Friday evening, that sometimes we give that Ruth treatment to people in our church. Now, I confessed and I admitted that I give that treatment to our youth group students sometimes. You know, I see them as a problem to be fixed or people to be managed. You know, I see myself as above them sometimes, teaching them and helping them. But maybe they are the church. Maybe they are leaders. Maybe they are people that we can learn from. Maybe their faith can really move a generation and change the community and change this world. Ruth ended up being the hero. She ended up being the one that solved everyone's problems. She delivers them because God was working through Ruth's life. because God was with Ruth, and in all the things that Ruth did, the Lord was moving in new ways. And in some ways, when you read the book of Ruth, it has to be a little bit shocking. You have to come away at the end with the resolution and say, wow, that's a really weird way for this book to end. That's a really weird way for God to allow things to happen. The sequence of events is not normal. It ends up working out for everyone. It's like a win-win-win-win-win situation, which never happens. But it's because the Lord was working through new people, through new ways. The Lord does new things. When we look at the final verses, Ruth chapter 4, the summary, you know, these women, they were kind of the ones that were like, oh, is that Naomi when she entered? But they're able to kind of see what the Lord did. They're able to articulate what the Lord did through Ruth. And in Naomi's life, the women said, praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a guardian redeemer. May he become famous throughout Israel. He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age. For your daughter-in-law who loves you and who is better to you than seven sons has given him birth. They're able to see that Naomi has a future. She has hope. You know, her line is not over. Not only that, it wasn't just, oh, let's just make it. Let's just get by. Let's just survive. And Naomi is in survival mode. I just want to get by. I just want to be able to secure things for my daily bread. But the way that the Lord works is through Ruth's life, through Ruth's involvement. That daughter-in-law that was standing next to her on that day when she returned to her village, who was seen as nothing, in the end, through the Lord's work, through the Lord's provision, Naomi's family line bears King David. And that family line continues on till we reach Jesus Christ. Ruth is included in the genealogy of Jesus. It's a really strange thing. And when you read the genealogy, she stands out also. She's a foreigner. She's young. What could she do? She's an outsider. She doesn't know how the system works. And maybe that's exactly it. Maybe that's what God needed. Maybe that's the way that God works. Maybe God enjoys working in the margins. Maybe he likes to do new things. Maybe he will move in ways that are surprising, almost shocking to us at times. But this is the sort of Lord that we worship. He doesn't just do things over and over again. He doesn't allow us to figure out the system. He doesn't allow us to figure out ways to manipulate the system. The Lord works in new ways. He's always shifting and moving, shaping things as he sees fit. And as the people of God, our job is to not be blind to it. It's to have our eyes open to it, to see the things that God is doing around us, the things that he's doing in us. He doesn't relate to us in the same way every single time. We have to be ready. We have to be aware. We cannot be stubborn and stuck in our ways. Otherwise, we will be burdened by the way that God works. Instead of wanting to join him, we'll be frustrated. Instead of wanting to walk alongside God through all the changes, through all the new things he does, we will complain. We will be uncomfortable. We will be fearful. We'll have a hard time trusting God. But in this new year, the upcoming year, I pray and hope that you will see the ways in which God is working in your life, and that he's not confounded to just the things that you've experienced before. I hope that you pray for that as well, that you ask God, you know, God, help me to find new ways to relate to you. Help our church to fall in love with you in new ways. That's when we can be hopeful. That's when we're thankful. That's when we're willing to walk with God through the things that he does. The story of Ruth is a really weird one. It's a really shocking one. It's surprising in the way that God works, that he would work through this little person named Ruth. But I believe that that's what he does all around us. And sometimes we have to be the ones to be able to identify it, to see the way in which God works. I hope that you see that in your kids. I hope that you see that in your spouses. I hope that you see that in your church members. I hope you see that in the people in your communities, your friends, your neighbors. God is doing a new thing, and he's doing it through these people. God is speaking a new message, and he's speaking it through them to me. I can speak a message. I can be different. I can walk with God in this new year and do new things, because that's the way that God works. You are not stuck with your personality. You are not stuck living and relating to God in the same way all the time, for the rest of time. You can be different. You can be renewed. You can be refreshed, because that's the way that God works in people as well. You can play that role of Ruth to give hope to a hopeless generation. You can play that role of Ruth to speak truth, to speak life into people who need it. It is not beyond you because you're so set in your ways. If you would only trust God and walk with God through the new ways in which he works, it can be an amazing experience for us. Fearful at first, but when we look back on our lives, we will see the ways in which God provided. We will see the ways in which God was working. We will see the new things that God has done. Let us pray. God, you give us hope. And you're always there for us. Even though we like to sometimes burrow into our comfort zones, sometimes just trying to keep you contained is most comfortable for us. But Lord, you work in ways that go beyond our understanding. It goes beyond our reasoning. Lord, you are a God of new things. You make us new creations. You ask us to live and do new things in our lives. You always guide us out into the unknown. But Lord, help us to trust that you are walking with us. Help us to trust that it is in your hands, that you are a God of provision, that you are a God of security. Help us to see people the way that you see them. Help us to start seeing our church as the body of Christ, desiring to do things that are relevant to you and relevant to your heart, even if that means changing traditions, even if that means going outside the box, even if that means we have to do new things. Help us to not be fearful or afraid, just based on our understandings of old systems, of old ways of doing things, of things that we've experienced before. But help us to be able to proclaim and know that you are a God of new things, that you are a God who does new things. May that be locked inside of our hearts and inside of our spirits. We thank you, God, and all this in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.